When a stronghold tries to get in your mind and rise up against the knowledge of truth, the knowledge of God, you kill it with truth. 2 Corinthians 10:4-6. It says, when that voice comes, you take every thought captive. When that voice comes, honey, Stephanie, is that right? Ooh, Holy Ghost, see, he's here. I've met 50 people here, but I got your name. Amen. And B, because we're on B Street. I got it. I'm on it, I'm telling you. I seen the Holy Ghost, is that real? I seen a lady 2 nights ago that I didn't see for 2 years. And in my heart, I said, oh, Holy Spirit, it's important to remember names. I said, Holy Spirit, what? I forget her name. He said, Marilyn. I said, you're Marilyn, right? Oh, you remember? I said, Holy Ghost. I shouted, realized, he said, oh, and it blessed her. Watch this, Stephanie. Watch this. I don't know why I'm picking you out. No special reason. It just seemed right. Satan comes into your mind and says, oh, honey, you'll never make it. You'll never make it. You'll never make it. Why trying so hard? Because you see you're slipping. You see it ain't working. Why are you going there? You just give up because it's just not for you, honey. You'll never make it. You're no good. He just ain't got it, girl. See, Satan talks like that to people. And here's what Stephanie does. She don't even acknowledge that, according to 2 Corinthians. She don't even say a word to the devil. Watch. You just snub him, you know. You just turn like this, like there's no little imp there. And you say, you lift your hands right where you're at, and you say, Father, I thank you you made me somebody. And I thank you you love me with everlasting love. And I thank you that when you look down at me, your heart is warm and I'm special to you. I'm so special to you that Jesus shed blood. That's why I'm going somewhere. That's why I'm fulfilling the will of God in my life. That's why there's no thing in me that can hold me down and take me away, because you have won my life. You have owned my heart. I love you, Jesus. And she's driving an hour later, and that thing comes right back. I said, Stephanie, I tell you, you remember that thing? I tell you, you just said you all this and that, worshiping on Sunday, and then you did that morning. And she's thinking, boy, I did do that, you know. Father, I just thank you for your mercy and blood, and I thank you I'm never condemned in your presence. And my heart is not to fail, my heart is to succeed. And Father, I just give you my heart and my love and my life. I worship you, Jesus. The truth makes you free. I'm going to shoot right out of the gate and tell you this testimony. I don't know why I'm doing this, but I got to obey. I was 3 months old in the Lord. I loved Jesus with all my heart. I would spend hours in my bedroom. She didn't know what happened to me. I mean, Jesus got me. I would sing and worship. I'd turn my clocks to the wall because he was giving me a revelation of his love. And I would just, all I would pray, I found in the Bible that I could have all this extraordinary stuff happening and faith to move mountains and great giftings and knowledge of all things. But if I didn't have love, I was empty. If I didn't have love, I was a zero. If I didn't have love, I was just a clanging cymbal. And I was seeking his love, and the Holy Ghost led me for 5 weeks just to pray for revelations of his love and just to receive his love and stand in his love. That's my foundation. That's what it's laid in love. For 5 weeks, I didn't pray for nobody. Nothing. My marriage was destroyed. I didn't go to God for my marriage. I thought that was great, that it was destroyed. I did. I went to God because God came to me and broke me. And all I wanted was him to now overtake me. So revelations of love were pouring out in my life. And 3 months into my Christianity, people were telling me they'd get near me and feel God's presence and stuff. And I'm like, whoa, you know? Because I didn't really feel a whole lot. I just knew my heart was changed. 3 months into it, I started to hear this voice in my mind. It was the most vile cursing